You already have come to grips with the fact that you are solely responsible for your behavior. It's not your environment, how you were raised, or how other people have treated you. These are the types of excuses and negativity that people use as a crutch in order to justify their bad habits. When you have made a genuine commitment to yourself to change, they no longer have any power over you. Start paying attention to what you tell yourself right before and during the bad habit you want to break. What excuses do you automatically bring up? What kind of rationality do you use that allows you to do whatever it is you want to stop doing? These are the thoughts and feelings you will need to overcome. How good habits will impact your life. Congratulations. The hardest part is over. Increasing your self-awareness to the point where you realize that you have to make a change is the hardest part of the self-improvement process. Unlike 99.99% of people with bad habits, you are now able to admit you have a problem and accept full responsibility for dealing with it. The last chapter was the most difficult part of the change process. It's natural for people not to want to admit weakness or to deny they have a problem that needs to be addressed. Yet making this breakthrough is an essential part of the recovery process. And you have made it. In this section, we are now going to turn our attention to creating an environment of positivity that is going to give you the strength and support you need to nurture yourself to a new, health and life-affirming habit. The benefit of good habits. You may recall that about 95% of the things we do every day are out of habit. When you can eliminate bad habits and replace them with good ones, positive things will start to happen to you automatically. Legendary motivational speaker Earl Nightingale once said that if you are willing to devote just 1 hour per day to studying within your field, you can get to a leadership position within your chosen profession in just 3 years. 1 hour per day of study will make you a national authority in 5 years. And within 7 years, you can be one of the most recognized experts in the world. Reading 1 hour per day in your field translates to about 1 book per week. So you can see that something as simple as developing a positive habit like reading 1 hour per day can not only bring positivity, but can actually transform your life. Like a commercial airliner that has all of the significant flight information programmed into its onboard computer so that it can fly on automatic pilot, the good habits we develop are the mental software that will allow us to reach our ultimate objectives without even having to think about it. Step 1. Discovering your purpose. Developing self-awareness allowed you to become more familiar with your current bad habits and connect them with the consequences that are holding you back from achieving your ultimate objectives. The next step is to create goals for yourself that will help you move away from bad habits and move toward the kind of life you truly want for yourself. Goal setting is most effective if you first have a positive vision and purpose for your life. This will allow you to stay inspired to work on smaller goals and habits that build up to your overall objective. This process can be expressed with this diagram: purpose, vision, goals, habits. The beginning point is to discover your purpose. To do so, ask yourself these questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What do I want to accomplish with my life? What would make me feel most fulfilled? What do I value more than anything? Do I believe in God, a higher power, or the will of the universe? How does this affect the choices I make? Step 2. Creating your vision statement. Think about the answers you came up with. Write them down somewhere and try to organize them so that there is some sort of order or pattern. This is how you define your belief system, which is the overriding purpose behind your life. If you can't see the pattern right away, try reflecting on these additional questions. How would I choose to live if I could do anything in the world? If you never had to worry about money again, how would you spend your days and night? At the end of your life, what will you point to as your most important accomplishment? What would you like people to say about you at your funeral? Are you starting to see it now? What you are discovering is your vision of how you want your life to be. The next step is to arrange that vision into a single sentence or paragraph, called a vision statement, that defines what you want out of life. Here are a few examples of vision statements that others have come up with from the website Tita Ada. www.sites.google.com/site/titata/sample-vision-statements. I am a housewife and also working. I want to balance my family and professional life, both. I want to become a successful human being. I want to improve my personality, and also the growth of the company and myself. I want to earn money to make my family and society happy. My personal vision is to use myself as an example to impact positive attitudes and share my can-do and never-die attitude with whoever comes crosses my path in life. I wish that I can inspire and motivate them to discover and develop their potential and live life to fullness. In order for this vision to be fulfilled, I need to get a career first so that I can help more by helping myself first. I myself want to be a true leader and help all the people who come to me. I want to complete my PhD program in human resources. I want to be a motivational leader and provide training programs to the corporate world. I love to be a truthful, family-loving person and want to visit across the world and enjoy life. What does your vision statement look like? Step 3, building your power goals. Your vision statement is where you want to go. Your power goals are how you plan to get there. To develop these power goals, let's return for a moment to the bad habit that you identify that you want to break. Think about how this bad habit affects you in each of these areas of your life. Health. Relationships. Money/finances. Work/career. Personal development. Friend/social life. Family life. Spiritual. Not every bad habit will have an impact on every aspect of your life, but you may be surprised on how deeply damaging your bad habits can be. To develop your power goals, simply complete the connection between how breaking your bad habit will cause an improvement in each particular area that you have identified. For example, let's assume the bad habit you want to break is that you are addicted to gambling. Health. Your addiction to gambling causes you to lose sight of what's important in life, become antisocial, become financially unstable and most likely end up in debt. Power goal. When you break the bad habit of gambling, you will become more positive in life, create positive goals and stop wasting money. In the end, the house always wins. Relationships. Gambling takes a toll on your relationships and financial situation. Power goal. Once you are done with gambling, you will work to reconnect with your friends, family, partner and improve your financial situation. Continue with this exercise with each category right down the line. If there is no direct correlation between your bad habit and a particular area of your life, just skip it and go to the next one. Why goals are essential for happiness. When you compile a list of power goals, they will provide the structure upon which you will build your game plan for achieving your vision statement. Once this journey has been broken down into smaller, achievable steps, you will be able to not only break your bad habit, but essentially live your life on autopilot. As long as you follow your plan consistently and habitually, your long-term success is virtually assured. Of course, things can still go wrong and life will continue to throw the occasional curveball at you. But because you have been able to break a bad habit and replace it with a good one, and repeat the process over and over again until all of your bad habits are in your past, you will have the strength and personal determination to overcome any setback. Researching your path. When it comes to achieving your power goals, knowledge is power. The more information you have about your objective, and about how other people have achieved it, the more tools you will have at your disposal when it comes time to act on your goals. Spend time on the internet researching everything you can about your goals. Look especially for blogs and forums that are related to your key bad habit. Given the size and scope of the web, there will absolutely be many sites that are specifically devoted to any particular problem. You are sure to find a wealth of information and inspiring personal stories that will help motivate you. Stop procrastinating and get more done. If the hardest part about changing a bad habit into a good one is admitting that you have a problem, then the second hardest part is staying focused on your objectives. Life has a tendency to get in the way of our intentions and it's easy to become distracted or fall back into our bad behavior. It's also very easy to say that you want to effect positive change in the abstract, but continually put off acting on that goal. This type of procrastination can add months or even years to your achieving your objective. It may even derail your habit-breaking process altogether. The consequences of procrastination. Procrastination is just one more excuse that people use to avoid doing the hard work of achieving their objectives. In the same way that nobody else is responsible for your bad habits, you own them and it's up to you to resolve them. Putting off the inevitable is just another way of shirking responsibility. When you procrastinate, "I'll start next week" or "I'm not ready yet," you are only cheating yourself. You may have all the motivation in the world to change your life, but without direct and immediate action, you will never achieve your overall objectives. Power goals. Often, procrastination is a problem because people think about the big issues rather than break them down into smaller, more doable steps. It's like the old saying goes, "How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time." When you think, "Oh, my goodness, I have to stop drinking," or "I can't believe I have so much debt to pay off," or whatever your bad habit, it can be daunting. but by breaking your goals into a series of easier steps and arranging them into a time sequence of events, you can affect positive change without having to slay all of your demons at once. Motivation and enthusiasm. It's helpful to have motivation to keep you on your path. This can be either internal or external motivation. Internal motivation is things you do to support your decision to make changes in your life, such as reinforcing positive behavior with rewards or posting inspirational messages in places where you will see them frequently. Be creative. For example, if your goal is to lose weight, find a photo of yourself at your fattest, have it blown up and tape it to the door of your refrigerator. This will cause you to think twice when you sneak into the kitchen for a late-night snack. External motivation is when other people encourage and support you to success. These can be loved ones and friends, professionals like therapists and life coaches, and even experts who have written books or produced videos that inspire you. The more internal and external motivation you use to keep you on your chosen path, the more enthusiastic you will become about your journey and the more likely you will be to succeed and achieve your power goals. Interrupting negative behavior. Inevitably, there will be setbacks. Nobody is perfect and you will occasionally fail or succumb to temptation. It is possible, however, to short-circuit this bad behavior by attempting to interrupt negative behavior as soon as you recognize the triggers associated with your bad habit. While you were developing the self-awareness that led to the recognition of your bad habit, you identified a series of triggers or patterns that usually preceded your acting on your bad habit. These can be thoughts you have or physical sensations like sights or smells that tempt you. Often, simply avoiding these types of triggers is enough to keep you on track. But if you accidentally or unknowingly trip one of these triggers, you can interrupt your potential negative behavior by removing yourself from that situation. Drop everything and go in the opposite direction. Stop the thought process that is going to lead you to trouble. For example, if your bad habit is alcoholism and you unexpectedly run into an old drinking buddy, think of an excuse to get away from that person as quickly as possible. The longer you spend with that person, the higher the chances that your desire to have a drink will be triggered. Keeping focused on the benefits of good habits. Overcoming temptation can be difficult, especially at the beginning of your journey to break your bad habit. One effective way that can help you is to remind yourself of why you want to break the habit in the first place. Earlier, you identified the benefits of replacing your bad habit with a good one. These benefits were boiled down into your personal vision statement. Keep this handy so that you can revisit it whenever you need to. Keep a copy of your vision statement in your wallet or purse so that you can pull it out and read it when you become tempted to recede back to your earlier bad behavior. Often, simply reminding yourself of what you want out of life and how avoiding temptation in the moment will help you achieve your goal in the long term is enough to give you the strength to make better choices. Reward and punishment. Conditioning is a term used in psychology to describe the process of using reward and punishment to affect behavior. Experimental subjects can be taught learned behavior by being given rewards or by being punished when they fail to take a desired action. Conditioning also is applicable to real life. You work at your job because you are rewarded with a paycheck. You pay your taxes because you want to avoid the punishment of going to jail for tax evasion. When breaking a bad habit, using small rewards to reinforce positive behavior is an excellent way to keep you motivated and to associate happy, healthy emotions with the positive choices you make. If, for example, your goal is to lose 30 pounds within 6 months, build in a reward structure that reinforces your hitting various milestones, buying yourself a new outfit every time you lose 5 pounds or treat yourself to a spa treatment when you reach the halfway point. Punishment, however, is less effective because invariably people will figure out a way to exploit a punishment structure in order to authorize unwanted behavior. Not much tends to get accomplished under this model. For example, if your bad habit is swearing and you create a punishment structure in which you have to pay $1 into a piggy bank every time you use a curse word, you may find yourself saving up your money so that you can curse at will. In other words, the punishment becomes worth it in order to perform the bad behavior. This is not a positive way to proceed. Punishment also sustains negative thoughts with your bad habit. When you punish yourself, it negatively affects your self-esteem. I'm such a terrible person that I deserve to be punished. The idea is to build positivity and optimism, not reinforce poor self-image and pessimism. So when it comes to breaking bad habits, use plenty of carrots but stay away from the stick. Eliminating negativity. You will be more likely to achieve your power goals if you eliminate as much negativity from your life as possible. This includes both internal and external negativity. Internal negativity includes thoughts and feelings you have about yourself that are critical, damaging to your self-esteem, and pessimistic. Be aware of when these types of thoughts and emotions start to creep up and simply expel them from your mind. Through the power of will, you can decide to think positively and stop negative thinking. External negativity can be more challenging to stop. These are things that other people say to you or express non-verbally that are critical or damaging to your self-esteem. They include such things as hurtful comments from your boss, nagging from your wife, or teasing from your friends. If you want to improve your chances of achieving your power goals, it's necessary that you shut them down or shut them out. Shutting them down means standing up to whoever is being critical of you and explaining to them that you aren't interested in their opinion or that what they are saying is hurtful and that you aren't going to listen to them anymore. This requires a little bit of backbone, but it is an effective way to shut down naysayers and boost your confidence at the same time. Still, it's not always practical. For example, if you are receiving your annual review and your boss is being critical of your job performance, you probably aren't going to tell him off, at least not if you want to keep your job. In these types of instances, you can shut them out. Just because somebody has a negative opinion of you or says something mean or nasty to you doesn't mean that you have to listen to them. Shut them out by not paying attention to what they are saying or letting it roll off you like water off a duck's back. Negativity is the enemy of your journey to achieve your vision statement and, as a result, needs to be banished from your life in whatever form it takes. The game plan. You have developed self-awareness so that you recognize your bad habits, made a personal commitment to replace them with good habits, developed a vision statement to guide you to where you want to go, and created power goals that will take you there. The next step is to create a game plan that will break your journey down into achievable steps. In my opinion, this is the most enjoyable part of breaking bad habits and replacing them with good ones because you get to build the structure you will use over the course of the next several days or months to turn your goals into reality. Drawing up your game plan. Your game plan is an action plan, just like generals draw up when planning to lead their armies into combat or captains of industry used to plan an expansion or to increase profits. It is going to be a real, tangible plan that includes measurements that can be observed, built-in rewards to motivate you to reach both short and long-term objectives, and has a concluding achievement, living your vision statement every day so that you can be happy and productive. It begins with your power goals. Pull these out and consider how long it will realistically take for you to achieve each of them. Don't be overly indulgent. Your game plan should challenge you to reach your objectives as quickly as you can. The more time you allow yourself to persist with your bad habit, the harder it will be to break. Let's look at an example of what a game plan might look like. Assume the bad habit you want to break is that you gamble too much and that you currently go to the casino every Friday and Saturday night, buy lottery tickets daily, go to the racetrack every Sunday and bet on sports several times per week. That's a lot of gambling. When identifying your power goals, the family goal you set was: Family, my addiction to gambling means I spend little time with my spouse and children. I also spend a large percentage of my income on my gambling, to the extent that there is often not enough to buy groceries or pay my children's tuition. Power goal: stop gambling so that I can be home more and be supportive of my family both emotionally and financially. In this instance, quitting cold turkey may not have a high percentage of success. You may have tried to quit numerous times before, but always receded back into your bad habit. Instead, your power goal can be broken down into a series of steps that are achievable and come with a built-in reward structure. 1. By the end of week 1, I will cut up my membership card to the casino's VIP club, stop betting on sports, and only buy one lottery ticket per week. At the end of the week, with the money I save, I will take my family out to dinner at a restaurant. 2. By the end of week 2, I will end my Sunday tradition of going to the track and will limit my visits to the casino to one night per week. With the money I save, I will pay my children's past due tuition. 3. By the end of week 3, I will voluntarily put myself on the casino's banned patrons list and not buy any lottery tickets. This will end my gambling habit. As a reward, I will commit to planning at least one fun family activity each weekend, such as going to the zoo or going camping. Notice that there is no punishment involved with failing. If you don't succeed in meeting your commitment for the week, restart the clock and try again until you succeed. As long as you stay committed and focused, eventually you will make your way through your entire game plan. Asking for help. Some bad habits are so powerful that it's nearly impossible to overcome them on your own. Addictions to drugs, alcohol, gambling, Sex and other life-threatening habits may require you to get professional help, as well as the support and assistance of your family and friends. It's natural not to want to ask for help. People's personal pride or even embarrassment often gets in the way. But if your bad habit is so strong that you aren't going to be able to break it without help, then you need to set your reluctance aside and turn to other people to help you. Think of it this way: there is no shame in wanting to be a better person. Even though it may seem to you that other people may think less of you if you admit that you have a problem, in reality most people are going to give you credit for trying to do something about it. Training wheels, easing into new habits. With very few exceptions, going cold turkey or trying to break a bad habit immediately is not going to be effective. Because it has taken you so long to develop your bad habit, it's going to take at least a little time for you to break it. You can improve your chances of success by easing into your new good habits, rather than going all in from the outset. Slowly wean yourself off of your bad habit, but not too slowly, and introduce your new, good habit until eventually you are completely free of the bad and committed to the good. For example, if your bad habit is that you drink too much, you may want to start by drinking less and replacing some of the time you spent drinking at bars, taking long walks, or even joining a gym. As the weeks progress, you can ease off the drinking altogether and replace your negative behavior with positive behavior. In time, it's possible you will become addicted to working out, eating right, and living a healthier lifestyle. Timelines and milestones. In most cases, it takes 21 days or a month to break a bad habit. It's helpful, although not essential, that you start your game plan on the first day of a new month. This simply makes it easier to set up the timelines and milestones you will need to ease yourself into your new positive behavior patterns. If you can't wait until the start of a new month, then at least wait until the beginning of the new week, if possible.